This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties, and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm, wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove, wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be happy, whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, are meeting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be happy. Let none deceive another, or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another, even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child. So with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outward and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated and lying down, free from drowsiness. One should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding, holding to false views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desires, is not born again into this world.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Welcome to the Christmas edition of the Monday Night Meditations. Everyone has to have their, was it like the crappy Christmas special to watch each year? Nah, that's right. It's a good one. So just a quiet night tonight, the regulars and one. Have you meditated before or?
I've done a half a day retreat.
Yeah, you did. Oh, cool. Okay. Was that with Santuti, was it?
Sorry?
With Santuti, the half-day retreat? The other monk. Was it me?
I don't know his name.
Ah, okay. Santuti, yeah, no worries. That's all good, yeah. So, tonight, we're into the holidays now, so not too many people today. I think next week we're planning, we promptly decided today to give ourselves a week off next week, so it's all good, have a little holiday. Not really a holiday, because me and Santuti have plenty to do. Knocking holes in walls at the moment, which is a bit fun. Out there with the brick saw. Yeah, but it's all good. It's all good. We've gone from crazy summer to kind of normal summer, and the air conditioning's all working, and it's all good. So tonight we can cool down and have a chilled out evening. So, yeah. As always, when we're practicing meditation, of course, the number one bugbear is thinking. Everyone thinks they don't want to think, or they do want to think. But one thing I've noticed just recently is that the main reason you think is because you think you'll get something out of it, and I can promise you that for the half an hour tonight that we meditate, there's absolutely nothing that you need to think about. And the promise of thought. Thought is that if you think about something enough, then it'll go the way you want. And if you let go of that, then that's all the pretty much all the thinking gone. So you don't have to tonight for our half an hour meditation. There's nothing much important to worry about. Climate change can wait for half an hour. It'll still be there when you get back. Your next job interview or
bushfires.
Your next pro. Bushfires.
Like that.
Yeah, there's not. Okay. If the fire department turn up at the door and start knock and say you had to get out of here, then maybe you can do some thinking then. But until then, you don't need to think about bushfires. But essentially, the less value you give to thinking, the less they hang around. But it just takes a while to get into that zone. But quite effective reflection when you sit down to dwell in the present moment. Anyway, a little bit of advice today. Is there anything else that people would like to talk about today? Is there anything going on? Anything interesting? No, not really. No. Yeah, me and Santo have been continuing with our work, so the project down the hill is getting most of the time now. So we've got a bathroom down there almost, which is good. We've got holes in the walls, which is good. Soon there'll be a window there, which will be even better, but that might take a little while, but we're doing well. We've got a new resident here. We've got just behind Judy there, we've got Lionel. So Lionel's from Switzerland and has been living in Thailand for a while now. He's visited a number of monasteries over there, including Wat Phananchat. I think he's talking about a couple of others there too. So welcome to Lionel. As usual, we'll sit for half an hour tonight, a guided meditation. I think just generally, we can just enjoy just and dwelling in the present moment for half an hour, and maybe has the phone been bad?
No, it flashes if there's a message
coming through. That's okay. Flashing doesn't matter. Oh, I see. You can't turn it off.
Oh yeah.
You can turn the flashing off.
Yeah, I've got it silent.
Ah, yeah. No worries. That's all good. Yeah. So just a half an hour, and then afterwards there's the usual question and answers, or chit-chat, or whatever. So, we can relax. So we've got Bill back. So we've got the lights taken care of, which is good. He's got his spot under the air conditioner. Is it working for you?
Too well?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can see the hoarfrost on your beard there, which befits a mariner. Yeah. Or is that salt? Yeah. The rhyme of the ancient mariner. Yes. The rhyme of the ancient mariner. The rhyme on his beard. Yeah. All right. So, please, all relax. We can dim the lights. Just enjoy some time. As I said, you've got no responsibilities. There's nothing that requires your attention more than the present moment. So, we'll practice. First things first method. The first thing, most important thing right now is right now, this present moment. It's nice and quiet, nice and cool. I think even Brookton Highway is a little bit quieter now around Christmas time. It's No TVs, no radios, no telephones, nothing to distract us. So just get comfortable in your body. Just allow the body to relax. Feet on the floor. Comfortable in your chair. Back's got enough support for you. Little friend the peacock next door. Common feature of our Monday night meditation. as it's the holiday season. Give yourself a holiday from the past and the future. Everything that's going wrong and everything that's going right. You just let it go, just enjoy the pleasure of the present moment. And any thinking that's running through the mind at this time, just make peace with it. Just remember that it can wait. There's nothing so important, nothing more important than the present moment. Here and now. is going on in the here and now, between your ears. Just remind yourself, this is good enough. This is good enough. This is good any thinking that's running through the mind at this time, just make peace with it. Just remember that it can wait. There's nothing so important, nothing more important than the present moment. Here and now. any thinking that's running through the mind at this time, just make peace with it. Just remember that it can wait. There's nothing so important, nothing more important than the present moment. Here and now. thinking that's running through the mind at this time. Just make peace with it. Just remember that it can wait. There's nothing so important, nothing more important than the present moment. Here and now. Okay, so maybe we've cultivated a little bit of peace, a little bit of kindness. Please take it home with you tonight and share it with your loved ones at whatever you're up to over the next couple of days. Monday night meditation for 2019. Yes. Another decade goes past. So, anyway, it's been a lovely day today. Me and Santiti were, as I said, busy working pretty hard today, and I have noticed that mindfulness is a and tonight, yeah, basically it's just a very basic mindfulness meditation, present moment awareness, letting go of the thinking, and yeah, just having a bit of mindfulness on the work site is very good, you know. So if you have a little bit of awareness, you tend not to hurt yourself when you pick up heavy things. You might test the weight of a beam before you pick it up, and it's actually quite a nice way to work, and also to have the kindness when you're working in a team to make sure your temper doesn't fray too much. And if it does, you can forgive yourself and forgive others. It's all right. I noticed by the end of the workday today, it was about 4 o'clock, and didn't really meditate at all. I just went back to my room and I had a shower and washed all the sweat off of the day, and did a bit of stretching, had to lie down, and just lying down on the bed, and afterwards just like, oh, that was a day's good work, and it was a good feeling, you know. You got that sort of that kind of happiness of having contributed something, and there's probably some endorphins there too from the workout, so it's all good. So yeah, mindfulness on the work site's good too. So what have you all been up to? Have you been shopping? Have you got your shopping done? No? Oh no, poor Judy. Do you have any shopping to do, Judy? No. Yeah, that's right. Well, they do say that you know, if you've really left it to the last minute, gift cards. That's very simple. You just pop down to the post office, grab a gift card, and you're done. But it's good. It's a pretty crazy time of year for a lot of people, I think. So it's we're supposed to be out there being festive and having fun, and sometimes it's just a lot of work for a lot of people. So I did say at the end of the meditation, bring back some peace for Christmas. You know, a bit of calm, bit of gratitude and chilling out. So we'll have a week off next week. We've got the retreat on the 4th of January. The next retreat's on the 4th of January. I've already sent out the confirmation, so I think there's still a couple of spaces there if anyone finds that they've got the time and want to join us. So that's all good. I've just got a couple of days with my family, so that should be interesting. My niece is now 3 years old, so she's probably thinking about presents. My dad's actually my dad's made her a kitchen, right? Uh-huh. So he's had a little carpentry project. He's made a wooden stove and little pots and pans and stuff. I don't know. I haven't seen the pots and pans. That'll be so. That's very nice. Continues the tradition. My dad's dad was a carpenter builder, so When I was a little kid, we got a he made me a fire engine. So a little red fire engine out of wood with little white men and a ladder and a bell and stuff. So, there we go. Another generation gets a bit of carpentry. I'm a genetic dead end. So monk for life. So I don't have to do any carpentry, but I am learning a few skills with Ajahn Santuti. So I guess it all helps. We're just talking today. We'll get the planning to get the granny flat down there ready for the rains retreat next year, so I think we've got plenty of time to get that done, and we're aiming to have another nice 3-month session next year where we don't do very much, but I think we may be managing tradies, so getting in the brickies and get them to do all the hard work, I think, with over next door. The BSW way can afford it. So. We're on a bit of a tighter budget here, so we do a fair bit of DIY stuff here, which is also a lot of fun. Santuti is a very creative guy, so it's quite enjoyable. Does anyone have anything planned for Christmas that doesn't involve family? Are you getting away? Has anyone got a retreat? Go, just lock the gate and... that might be the way to go. I saw Rachel Green last time I went up to the Armidale Group, and she's got a place around the corner here in Rollystone, I think, and from time to time I think she just locks the gate and has a little self-retreat, so it's a nice way to enjoy some free time if you're off work and that sort of thing. Kind of, they call it like a staycation, don't they, when you stay at home and instead of spending all the money to go away, so you have like a stay retreat or something. But anyway, it's always good to find time for yourself as well, time for a bit of peace and quiet. So.
So will there be a Monday night meditation following the Saturday 4th? So that's...
Okay, so I think the only thing we've called off is the... We just decided because just this evening it turned out there was all the regulars, so... The next Monday we'll have off, which is, I think, the day before New Year's Eve? So the 30th of Jan? 30th. Yeah, 30th of Jan. So we'll have that off.
30th of December, you mean?
Yep, what did I say? 30th of Jan. No, 30th of December, quite right. The 4th of Jan is my retreat, so it's a half-day retreat for another 2 to 6 in the afternoon in January. Hopefully it won't be brutally hot, but you never know in Perth. You never know in Perth, but especially in the 2020s, who knows? But we do have aircon, which is good. We'll just continue on with the schedule after that. Yep, Monday night group every...
So
the 4th is the Saturday and then the 6th is the Monday, so that'll be the next one, right? Yeah. That'll be the next
class. So skip one on Monday,
so it'll probably be Santuti doing that one, apart from going away for a couple of days, we're definitely not on holidays. We had our 3-month holidays, so now we're just getting on with it, which is good actually. It's quite enjoyable. I was almost like, oh no, Christmas, bugger. It's going to delay us another couple of days. But that's right. That's good. And I guess Rob's learning his chanting. Still learning his chanting. Sooner or later, we'll have an ordination. For a bit of fun. That'll be nice. And I don't know what Ajahn Brahm's up to.
Beg your pardon?
I don't know what Ajahn Brahm's up to for the next few days.
He's away.
Where is he now?
I think he's in Malaysia.
Yeah.
He's not due back until New Year's Eve.
Yeah, does he fly in on the New Year's Eve? Ah, okay. Does he get a retreat after that?
Because a New Year's Eve party.
Yeah.
And then the...
Yeah, so for anyone who...
after that.
Yeah, that's fine. So anyone who wants to have some fun on New Year's Eve without having to imbibe. So a lot of Buddhists feel a bit of pressure to... And I know one Thai man, I won't mention his name, but he likes to get into the grog on Christmas. I think. Is it Christmas or New Year's Eve? Yeah, man. He'll have his half a beer and then go to bed. But there is that pressure to drink. So if you happen to not want to drink on New Year's Eve, it's a really good party. It's at Damaloka. So everyone gets there. It's a huge party. And you can have the fun of going home when they breathalyze you and you blow zero and they just shake their head and go, something wrong with this device. So that's something to do on the New Year's, and then on the New Year's Eve, and then what do? They do chat. They go right through to midnight. Is that right? And
just after midnight.
Yep.
Just after midnight.
And at midnight, they bring in the New Year with some good high powerful chanting, which you'll need for the next year.
We meditated through to New Year last year, didn't we, Bill?
I haven't done it for a long time.
Marlene? I think we did. Yeah, we meditated the New Year in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Used to be Ajahn Nito, I think, he used to organise a lot of the shindig. He's off in with Ajahn Gunha now, I think. Yeah.
I thought he was in
Newbury. Oh no, that's Medito.
Oh, sorry.
Don't mix up your Scandinavians.
Yeah.
There's
no.
So. So that's Monday, and that's New Year's Eve, and then on the New Year's Day, but it's just a dana and blessings,
yeah.
And
big
dana, yeah. So a big shared meal down at Damaloka on the New Year's Day, and for all of those people who went to the New Year's Eve party, you won't be hungover, so you can enjoy the food the next day, which is great. So then, it's usually just a big, as usual, the shared meal at Damaloka. Holy water all over the place in case it's boiling hot. And you ring in 2020, you can enjoy 2020, and then it's all good. But as I was saying, I think Ajahn Brahm, he has in the last few years, after the New Year's, so he's off. What is he off at the moment? Is he doing a retreat or just a teaching tour? Because he likes to go on his teaching tours. He'll go to Malaysia and go to every city in Malaysia. For island hopping, and then he'll fly back in on the New Year's.
Yes.
Ring in New Year's, have the donut, and then he gets to have his little holiday, I think,
yeah,
now.
Then,
he'll have
then he hides for a week.
A week, yeah. He gets his week of just in his cave meditating, and that's a good break for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got to look after him. He's getting on a bit now, isn't he?
He takes the phone off the hook, I think.
Yep, there's a indeed. There's a very secret birthday party being planned for 2021 when he turns 70. No one's to mention it at all. He's completely unaware. No, he knows what's going on. But I think they're already organising some sort of thing. So that'll be that's another year. So was it 69 next year? But we do have to look after him. Make sure he gets a bit of a rest as well. So that's all good. And what else is happening? That's just taking us through to next year.
Are you being looked after on Christmas Day?
On Christmas Day? What do you mean? Myself?
Is anybody having dinner on you?
Here? Mm-hmm. Oh, here. I'm
having a day off.
You're having a day off? Yeah, Bill's the Wednesday guy. Are you coming for Christmas? So you got other stuff planned?
I'm up
in Botniana. No, Bill. Bill's Wednesday, Bill.
Yeah, I'll be up in
Botniana. Ah, okay.
Damaloka,
yeah.
In the afternoon.
Ah, okay.
I'll be here in the morning.
Oh, wonderful. That's great. Yeah, so is Lek coming along, do you know? Lek and Angie might come along, you don't know?
Yeah, they're both
coming. Oh, great. Okay. Well, that's good, yeah.
But not the other Thai ladies.
Ah, okay. Oh, that's fine. So, yep, the monks will get fed on Christmas. And I'll be at my parents, of course, so I get to sit there and watch them eat. Nah, I get fed in the morning and then and then I go and do the Christmas thing with the family and hang out and have a chat and see my poor sister who's been working terribly hard over the last few years. She's just finished her honours degree in psychology. So just finished that and raising a 3-year-old and all that sort of stuff. So she's getting a break. I get to say hello to her, which would be nice. Yeah, and I spent a bit of time with Mum and Dad and Barney, my dog Barney. He's not really my dog, but I brought him back from Melbourne. So there you go. Okay, so is there anything else this evening? I did promise to go till 3 past. It's now 2 minutes to. So we could finish up 5 minutes early. You got it upside down, man. If you, what happens is a bit like the satanic heavy metal songs where they play the psalms backwards. You know, if you chant it upside down, it might be, no, never mind. Maybe that was just me who got into that. Yeah. No. Okay. Anyway, okay. So let's for the last time. I think it's especially important this year to share our merits with all of our loved ones and all of the people out there that need a bit of help. Through the goodness that arises from my practice, may my spiritual teachers and guides of great virtue, my mother, my father, and my relatives, the sun and the moon, and all virtuous leaders of the world, may the highest gods and evil forces, celestial beings, guardian spirits of the earth, and the water of death,
may those who are friendly,
indifferent or hostile, may all beings receive the blessings of my life. May they soon attain the threefold bliss and realize the deathless. Through the goodness that arises from my practice and through this act of sharing, may all desires and attachments quickly cease and all harmful states of mind until I realize Nirvana in every kind of birth. May I have an upright mind, with mindfulness and wisdom, austerity and vigor. May the forces of delusion not take hold, nor weaken my resolve. The Buddha is my excellent refuge, unsurpassed is the protection of the Dhamma. The solitary Buddha is my noble lord. The Sangha is my supreme support.
Through the supreme
power of all these, may darkness and illusion be dispelled. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay.